from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
No Mark Willard. He's back tomorrow here on Willard and Dibs. It's Mark Randy sitting in for him alongside Dan Dibley. Dibley's about ready to, take a stretch five?
Yeah, not technically a stretch five, but I appreciate the reference. And the reason why, the stretch four actually was my creation. And what a real stretch four is when you have a day off that is planned. Thank you. Like Labor Day, for example. You get the Monday.
You get the Monday off.
You take the Friday, and then it becomes a stretch four. I'm simply taking 3 days of vacation, which turns into a nice 5-day weekend.
It's pretty nice.
It's pretty cushy.
Yeah.
But the original stretch four was only thank you, a stretch four. So, in other words, when the 4th of July falls on a Friday and you take the following Monday, that is a stretch four. Because you've stretched a 3-day into a 4-day weekend.
Important question. Does it always have to be the Friday and the Monday, or can a stretch four be you get the Monday off and you also take the Tuesday off?
That would qualify also as a stretch four. Yeah. I like that. Because you are essentially stretching a 3 into a 4. Which, and just real quick, a quick aside, this is normally a Willard thing, but this is one of my pet peeves in sports talk, is the idea of a gentleman sweep. A gentleman sweep is not when you beat the other team in 5 games.
Yeah.
The gentleman sweep is when you win games 1, 2, and 3, and as a gentleman or a gentlewoman, you allow the other team to win game 4, and then you finish it off in 5. That's the only time it is a, quote, gentleman sweep. So if you win game 1 and I win game 2 and then you win games 3, 4, and 5, that's not a gentleman sweep. That's you winning in 5. It's only a gentleman sweep when Team A wins the first 3 and then game 5. You're welcome.
It's fascinating what frustrates you.
The little things that frustrate me. Another thing, if I can get one quick aside in before I use all my material while I'm gone the rest of the week. The whole thing when callers, and I love you all callers,
888-957-9570. Yeah, call in and frustrate Dibs before he takes 5 days off.
Just come at me, yes.
Please, help me out.
I'll take my answer off the air. No, you won't. No, you won't, you idiot. You're going to take your answer on the air.
You just will be off the air, but you will listen to it on the air.
Exactly. I'm not going to call you at home. I'm not going to send you an email or write you a firmly worded handwritten letter. You're going to get your answer on the air.
The best way to sign off after a call is, thanks, I'll shut up and listen.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, anything like that. But go ahead and light up the phone lines. And I will give out my lock of the day, too, later today.
Oh.
Because your boy's been hot now.
What is that, like two in a row?
One in a row. One in a row. I didn't give one yesterday. I should have. I would have given you the Giants Braves over a half a run. Score me scoreboard on that.
I wonder what was the over under for that game yesterday.
It had to be like seven.
Six and a half.
There you have it. Thank you, Lucas.
Easy. Oh,
but you're retired, Lucas. You had that answer pretty quick. Such a liar. Thank you.
Stay locked in so you don't have to get locked
in. There we go.
Yeah, I'll buy
there
that. That's a
go.
Four.
That was an easy no sweat under yesterday with Blake Snell and Chris Sale. No one could hit. Talk about an uncomfortable at bat for every single left-hander last night. Does not matter which team you were on. You're facing off against Blake Snell and Chris Sale. I would not want to be a lefty in that lineup. Really a righty either, but especially a lefty.
Giants have dropped two in a row. They're 2.5 back of the wild card, and I know Steiny's listening. The math still works, Matt. The math still
works. Maybe we
got to
use a different word. The arithmetic is still there, Steiny.
Yeah, I guess. But either way,
it
takes
frustrates.
Anyway, enough about my pet peeves. I'm okay now.
Quick aside.
I've worked through it. Yeah, thank you.
We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/957thegame and youtube.com/957thegame to watch us live. And if anyone swears, you'll get to hear it. It might be dibs. Who knows? We'll find out. Subscribe to the channel for all 957 The Game content on Twitch and YouTube. And make sure to hit that thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And you can now download the free Odyssey app by scanning the QR code in the bottom right corner of our Twitch and YouTube streams with your smartphone. Dibs and I, it's Mark Randy in for Mark Willard. We've been sorting through the latest in this Brandon Ayuk saga, and the latest is from Ian Rappaport, as he says that the 49ers and Steelers have essentially agreed on a potential deal that would send Ayuk to Pittsburgh, and the Steelers are in, quote, a good place on an Ayuk contract. It now seems as if the 49ers are just handing the ball over to Brandon Ayuk and letting him make his decision. And Dibs, you and I both agree, perhaps part of the motivation for the 49ers to go about this negotiation this way is because they just simply want this over with, and maybe it's becoming a little bit too big of a distraction. The Niners have always prided themselves in the Shanahan era, specifically maybe after the first couple years of Shanahan, once the team started winning football games. They've always prided themselves, Dibs, as being a really strong culture and a team that doesn't have many issues and distractions, and they can get through things. I mean, just 2 years ago, they got through the awkwardness of Jimmy Garoppolo. We're going to trade him. No, he's practicing on a side field. Now we're going to keep him and rework his deal. He's going to be the backup behind Trey Lance, even though we're kind of convinced that maybe Brock Purdy, the third string, is better than both these guys. They got through that. Is this Brandon Ayuk situation, is this enough of a distraction? Could it have enough of an impact on the 49ers locker room, on the 49ers on the field, that they're just willing to move off of an all-pro wide receiver because it is having that big of an impact? Is it possible that it could be having that big of an impact within the 49ers locker room?
I don't think so. I do think that it's become a distraction for the front office, and I think that they've gotten to the point where they don't want to move off of the number that they have. They have it budgeted. They have it set. It was the offer that they made, and they feel good about that offer being competitive, being fair, and being the offer that they want to make. And all the things that Brandon Ayuk has done subsequent to that, I haven't gotten the sense that the 49ers have sat down with him and tried to find a middle ground with how much money they're willing to spend on Brandon Ayuk. We even had that report earlier in the week. It must have been last week where, you know, the two sides sat down with Kyle Shanahan and there was a little bit of a come to Jesus, and they were able to exchange ideas and speak openly to one another about what has happened. Well, since then, we've gotten no sense that the team has moved off the number that they previously offered, and we haven't gotten a sense that Brandon Ayuk has shown any more willingness to stop holding in and accept the number that they offered. So it was great that they had a meeting, but it feels like that meeting was more about words and feelings and emotions and less about actual negotiation and money. So if that's the case, and you get now to August 13th and you've got two more preseason games. You got one on Sunday and then one on a short week, or I'm sorry, a short week, as Lowe would say, next week. We're getting to the point where you got to turn this page and you got to get ready for real football. So I don't think that it's an on-field or a locker room distraction, but I do think that it's a front office annoyance where, you know, you've got your whiteboard and you're in the front office and all the things you have to worry about. Top of the list, Brandon Ayuk, get it resolved. Number two, Trent Williams, yeah, what are we going to do? Restructure? Question mark? And then below that, it's all the other stuff with the roster. Who are you going to keep? Who can you slide through to the practice squad? What are you going to do with this position spot and all the rest of it? So from the front office, you've got two big, bold, high-ticket things to worry about. And first and foremost is Brandon Ayuk. And if it doesn't feel like you're going to be able to get a negotiation, and if you don't want to negotiate and come off of your number, and he doesn't want to come off of his number, well, then you get to the spot where you say, look, you're under contract for 14.1. We're offering you, let's just say 26. We don't know for sure, but we're offering you 26. If you don't want to take 26 and you don't want to play for 14.1, then we're going to trade you to Pittsburgh, and we have a deal in place, and Pittsburgh is willing to give you more than 26, I would imagine. So what do you want to do, Brandon? What do you want to do?
Here we go. Hot shot.
Yeah, what do you want to do? How do you want to play this?
I get what you're saying, but if this is only a distraction or an annoyance or a cause of frustration for the front office, I mean, I'll put it bluntly, like, this is what the front office is there for. They're paid to put up with stuff like this and to work around things like this. If this is only an issue for the front office, Dibs, is that a big enough deal to make them say, all right, we're going to trade our all-pro wide receiver? I feel like if you're willing to make a trade of your all-pro wide receiver when it seems like you haven't really wanted to all offseason long, and now you're going to do it less than 4 weeks before week one, I feel like you're probably in a situation where you might be worried that it's going to impact your play on the field in some. I mean, if it's just going to impact the front office, like, Parag, Jed, Kyle, and John, deal with it. Sorry, like, it's kind of what you got to do as members of the front office of an NFL team. I think maybe what would push them across to being willing to trade someone is if, you know, maybe there's a little bit of rumbling in the locker room that not everyone's cool with how this thing is going down.
Or the other piece of it for me, because I don't think in the locker room, and I've heard this from every pro athlete I've ever interviewed or talked to or, you know, talked about, is they don't count each other's pockets. So if Brandon Ayuk is in this spot and he feels like he needs this money or he needs whatever he needs, I don't think any player in there is feeling any kind of way about what he's trying to do, because they've been in that spot or they will be in that spot. And so you don't want to judge another man trying to go out there and get the money that he thinks he has coming to him. The other piece of it, though, is maybe they feel internally like Brandon Ayuk won't play on the fifth-year option. So maybe he's willing to continue holding in, which means, oh, I'm going to show up. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in meetings. But, you know, when it comes time to practice, I'm not going to practice. And when it comes time to play me, I know you're not going to play me because I don't practice, but I'm still going to get my money. And I know Mark Willard's been adamant about that being disastrous for Brandon Ayuk's career. And it is. I don't think that that's a positive for his future ability to get money, but there's got to be some sense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's inside the building that Brandon Ayuk will not do what they want him to do if they say, look, no deal. Either you sign for 26 or you come in and play for 14.1. And if he doesn't want to do that, there has to be some feeling like he's going to either not make life miserable, but it's going to continue to be a problem for them if he tries to do that.
Okay, that's interesting that you brought that up, because I did pick out this piece of sound from your guys' conversation, you and Mark Willard, with TJ Houshmandzadeh from last week. And it was, first of all, it was kind of interesting the way that TJ laid this out, because you guys did a great job asking him all the pertinent questions, but he never really identified the just accepting the $26 million offer that's on the table from the Niners, reportedly. He never really identified that as an option. For TJ, it was either trade me, and this is TJ speaking for Ayuk, it was either trade Ayuk, it was up your offer and sign him for about $28 million a year, or it was force him to play on the fifth-year option. TJ did not have in his mind the $26 million offer as an option, and maybe that was just simply Ayuk's side of things trying to get that offer increased to 28, and that's well within their right. But you guys then asked, okay, TJ, what if Ayuk doesn't get traded, Niners refuse to trade him, and they also refuse to give him an extension? What would Ayuk do? Would he play on the fifth-year option? How would that play out? And here's what TJ Houshmandzadeh, Ayuk's personal wide receiver coach and friend, and is clearly up-to-date in this situation, here's what he had to say last Thursday about Ayuk potentially playing on the fifth-year option.
The advice that I would give him, I'm going to be pissed off, because this isn't how y'all have done business with your best players. They've always come to a deal, so you don't consider me your best player. So now, the whole season, I got to play on a contract that I'm unhappy with. So now I'm going to be unhappy, and you're going to see that at times. The locker room is going to see that at times, and it may get combustible, because Shanahan is not a punk. Shanahan going to say what's on his mind. And you don't want those type of confrontations. And so that would be the hard part, is if there's no deal and he has to play on that option, that would suck, because I know as a player, you're just going to be so angry, so distraught. And again, Shanahan has to coach an entire team, and he doesn't want that type of energy in the locker room. And so he has to do what he has to do. And I understand that, but that, I don't think that would be a good situation at all.
It's interesting, because TJ Houshmandzadeh, Brandon Ayuk's personal wide receiver coach, who had a long, successful career in the NFL, essentially said, Dibs, without coming out and saying it word for word, essentially said, if the Niners are forcing Ayuk to play on the fifth-year option, my advice to him is don't hide your frustration and kind of cause a stink in the locker room.
Just go out there and play, but, you know, let your emotions flow, and, you know, if you happen to have times when you're upset, then be upset. And Kyle Shanahan's going to tell it like
it
is.
Don't fire back.
Exactly, and which does not create the sort of locker room culture that we've had from these 49ers that we've seen over the last few years, where even through the Jimmy Garoppolo saga, it never permeated the ethos of the locker room. It never became a problem. They worked their way through it, and Jimmy was, you know, the backup, and then Trey got hurt, and then it was Jimmy's job, even though he was on the kiddie field during practices and during training camp.
It was so weird.
It was weird, but it never affected them. Jimmy got the ball, and he won a bunch of games.
To be fair, it might have affected them if Trey never got hurt and Trey struggled.
Right.
But they kind of got an out when Trey got hurt.
Yeah, it all worked itself out. And that may be the case here, where, you know, Brandon Ayuk, if he winds up being a 49er and they have another good year and Brandon balls out again, we may never see it. Like the old David West line from the 40, from the Warriors dynasty. All y'all never saw what happened.
Just wait till you find out.
Exactly.
What we went through.
Exactly. Which we never found out what they went through.
Which was what? That was like the 16-1 postseason?
Yeah, exactly.
When they dominated?
They dominated.
And the first thing he says after they win was, we went through a lot of you-know-what all season long.
And you had no idea. Which, you know, good teams can keep that stuff in-house, and the 49ers might have that ability if Brandon has to come back and do all that. But, you know, it all depends on what happens over the next, you know, 4 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours. It feels again like this thing is, you know, coming to a head here, because if you're Pittsburgh, wouldn't you want to have this all done before this upcoming weekend?
No doubt.
And I don't have the Pittsburgh schedule in front of me, but I know they've got their second preseason game coming up shortly. And, you know, if you want
to play on Saturday against Buffalo,
there you go. Yeah. So if you want to acquire Brandon Ayuk, you're not thinking about Saturday against Buffalo. You're not even thinking about the third preseason game, but you're thinking the sooner I get him in, the better, because they don't have the luxury of waiting until Monday for their first game. They play on that Sunday, so they're now 26 days away from their opener. And, you know, you could probably get a wide receiver up to speed in 2 to 3 weeks with route running and route concepts and terminology. And, you know, maybe it takes more time to get on the same page as your quarterback, but you feel like 2 to 3 weeks, you could make that work. But you're starting to run up against that deadline if you're acquiring a player that you're going to count on.
Which is why I, again, ask the question, why hasn't anything happened just yet? If what Ian Rappaport is reporting is true, and I guess, you know, we could just throw a wet blanket on top of everything, and we could say, well, what he's reporting just simply isn't true, and then this whole conversation is moot. But Ian Rappaport is very plugged in, and there's no reason to not believe what he's reporting. And if what he's reporting is indeed true, everything is in place except for the final sign-offs. And what is Ayuk's camp waiting on? What is the 49ers side of things waiting on? It seemed like the Niners are just waiting on Ayuk to say yes. And ultimately, the Niners don't really need Ayuk to say yes. I guess they do need Ayuk to be able to sign the extension with the Steelers, but that seems to be part of this deal that's been done for 2 weeks. The Ayuk Steeler extension seems to be something that has been agreed upon for a really long time, and the holdup on this deal was what was coming back from the 49ers. But if you're asking what changed today, what was the news today, oh my God, you guys are talking about this again, what changed? What changed is the Niners and Steelers have agreed on the compensation to go back to the 49ers, and still nothing has happened. So what is the holdup now? If the holdup was, if it was the compensation going back to San Francisco, and now it's still being held up after the compensation is agreed upon, the only possible thing I can think of that's holding it up is Ayuk. And maybe he's not actually willing to go there, and maybe that's contributing to the 49ers' decision to try to just hurry this whole thing along because they're sick of this. Maybe they feel like Ayuk's camp feels like the Niners are negotiating in bad faith. Maybe the Niners feel like Ayuk is doing the same thing. We found you a trade partner in New England. We found you a trade partner in Cleveland. Ayuk, Brandon, we've now found you a trade partner in Pittsburgh. You have to tell us that you want to go, because this is all you've been asking for months now.
And here we are, and we've got the destination where you reportedly wanted to go. We had another deal in place that you said no thank you to for more money. So now we've finally found a deal with Pittsburgh that works for them and it works for us, and they're willing to sign you to whatever the amount of money is, but it's probably more than what the Niners are offering. Otherwise, this deal wouldn't be live and wouldn't be viable. So now, Brandon Ayuk, you have a choice. The choice is yours. And shout out the Black Sheep. You can take it this or you can do it that. And that was the old song from the 90s, and that's where they are. So you can choose Pittsburgh, you can choose us, more money with Pittsburgh, better team here, you know the system, you know this quarterback, our quarterback's better, you might like their coach better, we don't know. The choice is yours, Brandon Ayuk. You can get with this or you can get with that. Exactly.
And
so
we'll
that's
find out.
Right.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go back out to the phone lines here on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy in for Willard. Willard will be back tomorrow. Up next is Rich in Fremont. Rich, what's up? You're on a Willard and Dibs. How you doing, Rich?
Doing great, Grandy. Dibs, what's up, man?
What's up, Rich?
Hey, man, I was going to tell you, man, enjoy that vacation, because you know when you come back, we're going to give you that chastisation sensation.
Oh, there you have it. Come at me.
Okay. So I'm guessing what's going on here is that along with what Randy was saying, I think it's IU. I think he's the problem. I think that's what's holding the deal up. I don't think he wants to leave San Francisco. I think he wants to stay there, and he wants his money. And I don't think he's going to get both. The Niners are looking at this thinking, you know what? We put this deal through. Hey, that money we're paying Ayuk, we ain't got to pay him no more. And you know what? We can get that money to Trent. Because, hey, from San Francisco office, everybody knows Trent's more important than Brandon Ayuk. All right? And I think that's what's holding it up. It's Ayuk, because he doesn't want to go to Pittsburgh. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call. I agree with Rich. I think the Niners are just calling Brandon Ayuk's bluff that he doesn't actually want to go to Pittsburgh, and ultimately the way this thing is going to play out is Ayuk is going to agree to the offer sheet the Niners have had in front of him since March.
Well, that would be something. I'd be surprised, and that would be, for me, that would make me think not a little bit less of Brandon Ayuk, but it would make me wonder what his motivation was through all of this. Was he really trying to use this as a leverage play for the 49ers? And if he was, well, it didn't work. And all it did was turn off a number of 49er faithful against Brandon Ayuk, because we put up a poll on, you know, who do you blame for this ongoing saga between Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers? Which side do you blame? And it was running about 50-50 early on, but the more the votes have come in, it feels like more of the blame, quote unquote, is going to Brandon Ayuk. So if Ayuk does eventually come back in, tail between his legs, and sign the Niners deal for $26 million a year, which is less than he could have gotten with New England, and less than he probably could have gotten from Pittsburgh, and he put all the Niner fans through this roller coaster of a journey, he'll be forgiven for now. But if Brandon Ayuk goes out there and has a soft tissue injury, or drops a couple of footballs, or fumbles in the red zone, the fan patience is going to be a lot lower, a lot less than it would have been had he not gone through this.
I hope that doesn't happen, but I guess only time will tell.
That's human nature, I think.
Yeah, it is. All right, we got to hit a quick break. Coming up on the other side is Cleared to Play with Dr. Brian Feely. That's coming up next as Willard and Dibs continues. It's Mark Randy in for Mark Willard. Dibs and Grandy with you. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. More next on Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.